WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In comedy, it's hard to make a critical case for silliness. We can all admit to enjoying a good silly movie now and again, like Pee-wee's Big Adventure or A Fish Called Wanda. But what about a really great, really profound silly movie? Does such a creature even exist? It's perfectly respectable to refer to Marx Brothers comedies as zany works of art. But what if there were a contemporary equivalent of Marx Brothers lunacy, one that hadn't been enshrined by years of adulation from film buffs? Would today's critics even admit it? The comedies of Jim Abrahams, David Zucker, and Jerry Zucker are like Marx Brothers movies for the information age. The humor isn't based on characters, relationships, or anything else in the real world. It's silliness for its own disreputable sake. Only here, the silliness draws its inspiration from the haze of pop culture and mass media that has seeped into our imaginations. Abraham Zucker and Zucker first made their mark with Airplane. That 1980 hit became famous for its shockingly terrible puns and its whole punchy five-laughs-a-minute style. In their most recent picture, The Naked Gun, the trio take their brand of hit-and-run conceptual humor to a new, exhilarating peak. This flaky masterpiece was based on their short-lived TV series Police Squad. Like the show, it features Leslie Nielsen as bumbling, hard-boiled detective Frank Drebin. The Naked Gun is a surreal parody of TV cop shows and cop movies. But what's brilliant about the film is that it's finally about the very way in which we watch movies, about the endless stream of cliches and devices that propel us through the average 90-minute narrative without our even being aware of it.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Abraham Zucker and Zucker know how to push a comic premise about five steps further than anyone else would, until the absurdity comes ricocheting off the screen. They're helped a lot here by Leslie Nielsen, who brings this role a priceless deadpan sparkle. With his blend of baritone smoothness and subliminal befuddlement, he's charming and almost soothing to watch in a way that carries an odd echo of Ronald Reagan.
Good cop. Needlessly cut down in ambush by some cowardly hoodlums.
There's no way for a man to die.
Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts bit off by a Laplander, that's the way I want to go.
Abraham Zucker and Zucker understand that to ridicule something well, you've got to recreate what you're parodying down to the last detail. Then, you can toss in the perfect exaggerated touch, whether it's Nielsen and Patricia Presley wrapped in giant body condoms, or Queen Elizabeth appearing at a baseball game and casually joining everyone else in making the wave. The Naked Gun climaxes with an epic baseball game sequence that's every bit as intricate and as manically inspired as the opera sequence that ends A Night at the Opera. And it's no wonder. Abraham Zucker and Zucker are sophomoric sophisticates who give in to their headiest what-if fantasies. They know that we've all consumed more movies, more cliches, more mass media debris than we ever imagined. And they're here to blow it all to smithereens. The Naked Gun is silly, all right, but it's something more. It's a celebration of the divine American right to make fun of everything.